Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. This is Virginia Water Radio for the week of June 29th, 2015.
Those Blue Ridge Mountains, they're my home.
They're my home.
Those Blue Ridge Mountains, they're my home.
They're my home.
This week, that short excerpt of Second Lullaby by the Nelson County and Charlottesville-based band Chamomile and Whiskey sets the stage for a 20-year look back at a weather disaster concentrated along Virginia's Blue Ridge, the Madison County flash flood of June 27, 1995. Have a listen for about 30 seconds to three kinds of sounds relevant to that disaster.
A frontal boundary situated north of the area will drift southward into the region today and stall this afternoon, maintaining showers and thunderstorms across the area. There is also the potential for heavy rain with localized flooding possible. Spotter activation may be needed.
The sounds you heard were, first, the Conway River between the Virginia counties of Madison and Greene, flowing calmly on June 9, 2015, in sharp contrast to extremely high flows 20 years ago. Second, NOAA Weather Radio statements for Western Virginia on June 26, 2015, forecasting weather reminiscent of what occurred in late June 1995. And third, a Coast Guard rescue helicopter in a 2007 recording of the same model used to rescue 15 people in Madison and Greene counties on June 27 and 28, 1995. During that last week of June 1995, several days of rain over the mid-Atlantic region reached a climax on the 27th, when a stalled frontal system dropped historically heavy rainfall along Virginia's Blue Ridge counties. The day's heaviest rains fell on Madison County, including the Conway River and other parts of the Rapidan River Basin, where amounts exceeded 10 inches in many locations and reached 30 inches in one part of Madison County. The rainfall led to widespread flash flooding, landslides, and debris flows. Three people died in Virginia, one each in Madison, Rappahannock, and Warren counties. Economic damage was estimated at about $200 million statewide and $93 million in Madison County. But tragedy and loss were not the only long-term consequences of this unusually intense rainstorm. 20 years later, the event still helps meteorologists, other scientists, local officials, emergency responders, and citizens be better informed about weather systems in mountainous areas, flash flood and mudslide hazards, and the importance of on-the-ground storm information, such as that provided by citizen spotters. All valuable lessons for which Madison County paid dearly. The 20-year anniversary of that county's unfortunate encounter with meteorological fame offers a good reminder that small waterways can change rapidly and dramatically when the weather's intensity does. Thanks to Chamomile and Whiskey for permission to use this week's music, and we close with a few more seconds of Second Lullaby. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.